was in a conversation with a client this week, and they stopped me with a question that I hadn't quite prepared for. And that question was, what do you see, Digby, in leaders who operate well at the senior level? And it's a good question. I actually had to think about it. I didn't have any prepackaged answer, so I had to really think about it in real time as we were talking, which I love. It's great to be put on the spot and have to think. So after a bit of thinking, I came back with fluency and fluidity. What do I see in leaders who operate well at the senior level? Fluency and fluidity. And reflecting on it now, I've been sitting with those two words and that idea for a little while, but never really had dug into them. Today, I want to spend a little bit of time on explaining those two ideas because I reckon they're worth unpacking, particularly fluidity. Fluency is a more familiar concept, whereas fluidity is, I reckon, where it gets interesting. So let me explain what I mean. Fluency first. Fluency is breadth. It's the ability to move across different functions, different contexts, different rooms, and hold your own in all of them. It's to engage credibly in a conversation about operations and then 5 minutes later be in one about strategy or governance or communications or culture or change. And the fluent leader isn't a specialist in all of these. It's not what I mean. They've seen enough. They've been in enough rooms to recognize the patterns and to speak the language to understand what's really going on. And there's a phrase that I used in that session with my client, which was, they've got organizational literacy. The fluent leader can read the organization, can they can see across the whole, not just their corner of it. And most senior leaders have some version of fluency, I reckon. It's usually what the career has given them. The long game of doing different things, stretching to different roles, being in different rooms, that's how you build fluency over time. But fluidity is different, and I reckon it's rarer. Fluidity isn't really about what you know, it's about how you show up. Fluidity is a range of style. It's the ability to read what a moment actually needs and then adapt, to not default to your natural mode. Here's an example of what I mean. So say you're a natural mover. Your default gear is to drive things forward, and you come into a room ready to push things, make things happen. And in a lot of situations, that's exactly what's needed. But a fluid leader knows when it's not. They can sit back. They can listen. They can slow the whole thing down and make space for others to move. And they can do it without feeling like they're suppressing something. They've chosen it deliberately. Another example, say you're a natural challenger. So you can see what's wrong from across the room, and that's really valuable. But the fluid leader knows that there's moments when you follow first. You let the idea breathe. You don't always have to be the one who pushes back. You know those people, right? You know, they're always challenging regardless of whether it's actually serving the conversation. We've all been in that room. Now, I reckon the most effective senior leaders know what their natural style is. They're comfortable with it. They're confident in it, but it's not their default. They kind of choose it. And the less effective ones, they rely really only on their default mode because it's the easy way to be. It feels natural, so it must be right. But it isn't always right, right? The mode that works in one room won't work in every room, and the leaders who have done that inner work really show it, especially when they're out of their comfort zone. So what do you do with this? Well, there's this practice that I really like to help my clients use, and I call it the door framing exercise. So just imagine you're walking into a meeting room. It could be a physical room or a Teams call or a phone conversation. It doesn't really matter. But you're at the threshold. Before you go in or before you press join the call, you just stop and you ask yourself this one question. Who do I need to be in this? Not what to say, not what's on the agenda, but who to be. And most leaders skip that question entirely. They'll walk in as whoever they were in the last meeting, and they'll carry that energy straight through without stopping to ask, well, does this energy fit? What would happen if you asked that question just a little more often? Who do I need to be? There's also something worth saying about how all this shows up over time, because fluidity isn't something you announce. You don't just walk into a room and say, I'm going to be in listening mode today. You just are. And that's what people notice. What makes fluidity visible to others is that consistency of awareness, not the same behavior every time, but the same awareness every time, the awareness to adapt. People around you start to notice that you're reading the room rather than running your natural platform, your pattern on autopilot. So fluency builds over time. And you get it by doing different things, being in different rooms, stretching beyond what's the comfortable. Whereas fluidity takes different work. It comes from really knowing your default, not just intellectually, but in the moment, and being willing to step out of it deliberately, to choose differently because it serves the room, even when it's not comfortable. So let's close with a question, which is, what's your default mode? And what would it look like to step out of it? I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. Until next time, go well.